From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian-US Marine Training foster close, lasting friendship. Government urged to increase monkeypox monitoring in all entryways. Now the news in detail. Indonesian National Defense Force Commander General Andika Perkasa said the Indonesian Marines Combat Training Program with the United States becomes a means to forge close, long-term friendship. The Marine Joint Combat Training is part of the joint training with the Super Garuda Shield that was held in August 2022. During the occasion, General Perkasa was also officially promoted to become honorary member of the Indonesian Navy Marine Corps Purple Beret Fighter Troops. The Monkeypox Task Force at the Indonesian Medical Association urged government officials to bolster monitoring of the monkeypox infection in all of the country's entryways. Head of the task force, Hani Nilasari, noted it at the Knowing Monkeypox Disease and Its Handling webinar on Friday. The government can expand monkeypox monitoring at entryways through observation of the traveler's body temperature and monitoring signs and symptoms of monkeypox infection. If travelers with fever are found, then they would be asked to conduct direct examination by the on-duty doctors at seaports, airports, and state land border cross posts. Monitoring of the entryways is also expected to be followed by improving network laboratory capability to conduct molecular specimen diagnosis of patients suspected of suffering from monkeypox in accordance with the World Health Organization's recommendation. Indonesia's biggest Islamic organization, Nahdlatul Ulama, Executive Board Chairperson Yahya Holil Stakuf met Saudi Arabia's Islamic Affairs Chairman and Counseling Minister Sheikh Abdul Latif bin Abdul Aziz Al Saik to discuss cooperation in overcoming terrorism for world peace. The discussion took place at Minister Al Saik's house in Nur Sultan, Kazakhstan, on the sidelines of World Leaders and Traditional Religions Congress, attended by over 100 religious figures from 60 countries. In a press statement on Saturday, Yahya Stakuf noted Nahdlatul Ulama will be cooperating with the Ministry of Islamic Affairs of Saudi Arabia to reach a consensus on developing a better future between the Muslim community, society, and countries in the world. This is to be done through substantial and sustainable solution to the problems of terrorism and extremism. Furthermore, he emphasized that fanatical terrorist and extremist groups were not only limited to the Muslim community and the Islamic world, but also extended to the entire mankind and the global community. Thus, everyone is responsible for jointly finding solution to such matters. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Thousands of people were in shelters in southwestern Japan on Sunday, September 18th, as powerful typhoon Nanmadol churned towards the region, prompting authorities to urge nearly 3 million residents to evacuate. The Japan Meteorological Agency has issued a rare special warning for the Kagoshima region in southern Kyushu Prefecture. By Sunday morning, around 25,000 households in Kagoshima and neighboring Miyazaki were already without power, while regional train services, flights, and ferry runs were cancelled until the passage of the storm, local utilities and transport services said. The meteorological agency has warned the region could face unprecedented danger from high wind, storm surges, and torrential rain. Britain was gearing up Sunday, September the 18th, for the momentous state funeral of Queen Elizabeth II as King Charles III prepared to host world leaders and as mourners queued for the final 24 hours left to view her coffin. The first members of the public were already camping out in advance to catch a glimpse of Monday's grand farewell at Westminster Abbey, which is expected to bring London to a standstill and be watched by millions of viewers worldwide. Dozens of heads of state have been arriving at Britain's stages, its biggest ever policing operation around the historic funeral for its longest reigning monarch. Russia's defense ministry said on Saturday that its forces had launched strikes on Ukrainian positions in several parts of Ukraine and accused Kyiv of carrying out shelling near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. According to the ministry, Ukrainian forces had carried out an unsuccessful offensive near Pravdin in Kherson. Radiation levels at Zaporizhia, Europe's biggest nuclear power plant, remain normal, according to the ministry. It said two incidents of Ukrainian shelling were recorded near the plant on Saturday. Last item. The U.S. Geological Service said strong earthquake had struck off the east coast of Taiwan on Saturday, September the 17th. The 6.5 magnitude quake hit just after 9:30 p.m. about 50 kilometers north of the coastal city of Taichung at 10 kilometers deep. It could be felt across Taiwan, according to the island's weather bureau. Buildings shook briefly in the capital Taipei. Taiwan's fire department said it had yet to receive any reports of casualties or damage. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Spotlight of the week is on G20 Ministers of Labor and Manpower meeting produced 5 agreement documents. The G20 Labor and Employment Ministers meeting, which was held in Jimbaran, Badung, Bali on September the 13th and 14th, resulted in 5 agreement documents. Indonesian Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia, in a press conference after the closing of the meeting, explained the first document is the action plan on accelerating and monitoring the G20 principles for the labor market integration of persons with disabilities. It contains the agreement of members to accelerate groups of people with disabilities to entry into an inclusive labor market. The document also contains an agreement regarding implementation monitoring based on a list of indicators to be analyzed and submitted by the International Labour Organization, ILO, and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD. The results of the monitoring will be reported every 4 years. The second document is the G20 Policy Recommendations for Sustainable Growth and Productivity in Human Capacity Development through Strengthening Community-Based Vocational Training. It contains an agreement to increase human resource capacity and productivity through community-based vocational training. The third document is policy recommendation on promoting entrepreneurship and supporting micro, small, and medium enterprises as a job creation instrument. It contains an agreement on commitments to support the expansion of inclusive and sustainable employment opportunities through the development and support of entrepreneurship and micro, small, and medium enterprises programs. The fourth document is G20 Policy Principles on Adapting Labor Protection for More Effective Protection and Increased Resilience for All Workers. It contains the agreement of G20 members to provide adaptive labor protection for all workers. The fifth document is update of the G20 skill strategy containing an agreement to develop an integrated governance, including through community-based vocational training. Ida Fauzia said the whole document is expected to be a guide for considering labor policy making. This agreement can be implemented not only for G20 countries, but also developing countries. That was Spotlight of this week. I'll begin today in history with September the 18th, 1931, the Mukden Incident. The Mukden Incident, or the Manchurian Incident, was an incident that occurred on September the 18th, 1931. At that time, the Japanese bombarded the Japanese-owned railway line located in southern Manchuria near the city of Mukden, China. When the Japanese-owned railway line was bombed by a Japanese junior officer themselves, actually, the resulting explosion was very weak. But the Japanese military accused China of doing this and made the Japanese occupy the city 6 months later. This incident sparked the Second Sino-Japanese War. Turning to September 18, 1948, the 1948 Indonesian Communist Party PKI Rebellion. The 1948 PKI Rebellion, was also known as the Madiun Incident, was a rebellion carried out by members of the Indonesian Communist Party on September the 18th, 1948 in the city of Madiun. This rebellion began with the fall of the Indonesian cabinet, which at that time was led by Amir Sarifuddin. The cabinet has lost its support since the signing of the Renville Agreement. Then, a new cabinet was formed with Mohammad Hatta as prime minister. The anti-government group grew stronger after Musso, a leader of the Indonesian Communist Party, returned from Russia. They argued that the national leadership should be controlled by the Indonesian Communist Party. the anti-government movement culminated with the outbreak of the Indonesian Communist Party rebellion in Madiun, a failed attempt to seize power and make the Republic Indonesia a communist state. I'll end today in history with September the 18th, 2007, anti-government demonstration in Myanmar. The 2007 Burmese anti-government protest began on August the 15th, 2007. The cause of the protest was the decision of the junta, the Peace and Development Council, to cancel fuel subsidies and increase fuel prices according to IMF and World Bank recommendations by 100%. Led by students and opposition political activists, the protests were handled swiftly by the junta, detaining dozens of protesters. On September the 18th, the demonstration was led by thousands of Buddhist monks belonging to the All Burmese Monk Alliance, and the protest was allowed to last until the government began arresting demonstrators on September the 26th. This demonstration is known as the Saffron Revolution. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to say hello to our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email, I should say a letter, from Ralph Urbanzik in Germany. He was listening to our program in German on May 2021 through audio streaming at voinews.id with the SINPO 55555. Hello, Herr Urbanzik. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. Your letter has been replied by the German section. Haben Sie eine Antwort von uns erhalten? As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. So, happy listening.
Every day a new beginning, head up cause the day you're winning. You hear everybody talking, but they can never change your mind. My vision so clearly, never thought better about this.
And ain't nobody tell me nothing. No one can kill my vibe.
Too bad the best will never rest. Too good is better and better is best. Everyone listen up. Everyone listen up. We're never negativity. Trying to break it down, we'll keep this. Everyone has to know. Everyone has to know. It's better and better is best. Everyone listen up. Everyone listen up. We're never negative, trying to break it down, strip it. This everyone has to know. Everyone has to know.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesian National Sports Committee and Ministry of Cooperatives and Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises to develop products in support of national sports. The Indonesian National Sports Committee signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Ministry of Cooperatives and Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises to develop products in support of national sports. This Memorandum of Understanding was signed by Chairman of the National Sports Committee, Marciano Norman, and Secretary of the Ministry, Arif Rahman Hakim, in Jakarta on Tuesday, witnessed by Minister Teten Mas Duki. Marciano Norman, in a press conference after signing the cooperation, hoped that Indonesian sports actors would prioritize domestic products, especially if the quality competes with imported products in supporting sports events in each region in the country. According to him, this collaboration is a commitment from the National Sports Committee, together with 34 provincial committees and 70 sports parents who are determined to use domestic products. The National Sports Committee itself already has around 1,200 micro, small and medium enterprises assisted by the sports sector spread throughout Indonesia. He hopes that this collaboration will improve the micro, small and medium enterprises so that they produce higher quality products and services, open promotional expansion, have certification and so on. Meanwhile, the Minister of Cooperatives and Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Teten Mas Duki, said that this cooperation aims to build a strong national sports industry and strengthen the people's economy. He also added that the government has stipulated that 40% of government spending must be on domestic products. By collaborating with the National Committee, it means that it can create jobs for 2 million people without much investment. Well, that was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, when we celebrated RRI's anniversary, we received so many congratulations and prayers from our loyal listeners all over the world, either by emails or letters, which we cannot mention one by one. Therefore, we express our deepest gratitude. I hope that in the future, our broadcast will be able to satisfy and entertain listeners wherever you are.
Manusia mencari hal yang tak dimengerti, terus menggali entah kapan berhenti. Lebih berkilau tak selalu lebih indah, bisa kau lihat tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Yang tak pantas dicintai, selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri.
That was the second song from Voice of Indonesia, and you are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is on the tradition of Banten Sapi from Pasuruan. Indonesia is a country rich in unique and interesting culture, One of them is the Manten Sapi tradition from Watestani village, Grati district, Pasuruan Regency, East Java. Usually this tradition is held before Idul Adha Day celebration on Islamic calendar. This event is a way for local residents to honor the sacrificial animals to be slaughtered. In the Manten Sapi tradition, the cows to be slaughtered are treated like brides. This has been held for a long time from generation to generation. Before being decorated, the sacrificial cow is bathed with flower water first until it is clean. The animal to be sacrificed must be pure and clean. Furthermore, the cows, can also be bulls, are draped with 7 kinds of flower decorations to make them look beautiful and dashing like a bride. And the bodies of the cows are covered with prayer mats and white cloth or shroud. After the process of decorating the cows was completed, the cows are paraded by hundreds of residents consisting of children to adults to the mosque to be handed over to the Kurban Committee. At that time, a group of women will come bringing household utensils such as knives and others to join in the preparation. Residents who make sacrifices also provide rice, fruit, spices, and firewood. The goal is that the recipients of the kurban or the sacrificial animal will not only receive the meat but also spices, rice, and others, so they can cook and enjoy it without having too much trouble. Everything that sticks to the cow's body after being bathed contains meaning, such as prayer mats and turbans, which signify religious meaning, as prayer tools, and the shroud or white cloth as a marker of the holiness of the person who sacrifices. The tradition, which is carried out in the afternoon before the evening of Takbiran, in addition to having the meaning of Islamic religious symbols, is also the preservation of local culture. Another mission is to encourage people who have not sacrificed on Idul Adha this time to do so next year. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today featuring the tradition of Manten Sapi from Pasuruan. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag for today, I would like to thank VOI listeners from all over the world who have congratulated Indonesia's 77th Independence Day. And listener, I would like also remind you that VOI International Quiz 2022 will be closed on September 30. Once again, it will be closed on September 30, 2022. So what are you waiting for? Just click our website voinews.id and please send your answers right now. And here is the last song for all of you, so enjoy the song.
Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu. Tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu, hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa. Tanpa kamu, aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa. Bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
You just listened to the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. And for the next segment, we will present you Miscellany.
Today's miscellany is entitled ITS Bayu Caraka Wins the World Champion of the Flying Robot Competition. The Bayu Caraka Flying Robot Team from the 10 November Institute of Technology, ITS, represented by the Suromaiber team, managed to maintain their international achievements. The team for the vertical takeoff landing division successfully won first place in the Federation of International Robot Sport Association FIRA Simul Cup 2022 category air simulation competition on August the 23rd. The head of the ITS Suromaiber team for the 2022 FIRA Simul Cup, Muhammad Raihan Ataillah explained the team guided by Atar Fadi Babgay won the first place in the FIRA Simal Cup 2022 category air simulation competition. The competition, which was participated by the Suoramai Bird team from Bayu Caraka ITS, challenged the participants to make a program on a drone simulation in order to overcome several obstacles. In 3 weeks, the work is divided into several stages, namely drone control, computer vision, and movement optimization. First of all, a control using a joystick and keyboard or teleop was used to find out how to manage the drone. In addition to the air simulation competition, which is the main event, the ITS Suoramai Bird team also won first place in the Air Simulation Technical Challenge, which is a side challenge from the FIRA Simal Cup 2022, which was also announced online simultaneously on August the 23rd. That was Miss Eleni over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan terselip harapan. Langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidup. tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyi pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan terselip harapan dan langit mulai menerang. The rest of my life, kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Oh, 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 oh. For the rest of my life, kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba. Oh, menanti pagi tiba, menanti pagi tiba berdua.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Hi VOI listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present you a song from an Indonesian band, Ungu. Ungu proves again their existence in the Indonesian music industry through their latest album and the band's latest work, which consists of Pasha on the vocal, Enda on the guitar, Onchi on the guitar, Maki on the bass, and Roman on the drum, is a self-titled album containing 11 songs, including Bismillah Cinta featuring Lesti Kejora, Setelah Kau Pergi, Mengharapkanmu, and Andai Ku Tahu La Ilaha Illallah, which is a duet with Roma Irama. At the same time, Ungu also presents Dasar Hati as the fourth single from their self-titled album. The song tells the story of the pain of someone who has given everything to his lover, but still, not enough. Pasha's song is chosen because it is very strong in representing Ungu's music so far. Not only Pasha, Enda and Onchi also sing in the song. Alright listener, here you go, the song by Ungu, entitled Dasar Hati.
Thank you. ku turuti apa yang kau minta, aku penuhi. Kurang apa aku lagi? Segalanya yang kau mau telah ku beri.
Mungkin saat ini kau tak mengerti. Semoga saat nanti kau kan pahami. Hancurnya hati ini tak berbentuk lagi, dan kau tak pernah peduli akan rasa ini.
Sudah bisa.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. dirimu yang ada untukku,
yang ada untukku.
Berikan senyuman indah padaku. Tak ingin ku melepaskanmu. Oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau tak dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Oh, izinkanku dekat denganmu. Tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan sana berikan cintamu. Kau selalu ada untukku. Izinkan ku untuk memilikimu.
VOI listener, wherever you are, thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fanpage, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, or Twitter at VOI Indonesia, at VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you very much for listening. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.